Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Hello, yes? Yeah, that's right. Yes. You'll have to speak up. There's an awful lot of noise in here. What? No. I only do the bar in the evenings. It's Yvonne who does lunch. And Jim, he's a landlord. No, I wasn't on. What? You'll have to speak up. What? No, don't know anything about no raffle. What? No, don't know nothing about it. Hold on, I'll call Jim.
The barmaid put her hand over the receiver and called over the noisy bar.
Hey, Jim, bloke on the phone, says something about he's won a raffle. Keeps on saying it's ticket 37 and he's won.
No, there was a guy in the pub here won, shouted back the barman.
He says, have we got the ticket?
Well, how can he think he's won if he hasn't even got a ticket?
Jim says, how can you think you've won if you haven't even got the ticket? What?
She put her hand over the receiver again.
Jim, he keeps effing and blinding at me, says there's a number on the ticket.
Of course there was a number on the ticket. It was a bloody raffle ticket, wasn't it?
He says he means it's a telephone number on the ticket.
Put the phone down and serve the bloody customers, will you?
8 hours west sat a man alone on a beach, mourning an inexplicable loss. He could only think of his loss in little packets of grief at a time, because the whole thing was too great to be borne. The beach was a beach we shall not name, because his private house was there, but it was a small sandy stretch somewhere along the hundreds of miles of coastline that first runs west from Los Angeles, which is described in the new edition of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy in one entry as junky, wonky, lunky, stunky, and what's that other word? And all kinds of bad stuff, woo. And in another, written only hours later, as being like several thousand square miles of American Express junk mail, but without the same sense of moral depth. Plus the air is, for some reason, yellow. The coastline runs west, and then turns north up to the misty bay of San Francisco, which the guide describes as a good place to go. It's very easy to believe that everyone you meet there also is a space traveller. Starting a new religion for you is just their way of saying hi. Until you've settled in and got the hang of the place, it is best to say no to three questions out of any given four that anyone may ask you. Because there are some very strange things going on there, some of which an unsuspecting alien could die of. The hundreds of curling miles of cliffs and sand, palm trees, breakers and sunsets are described in the guide as boffo, a good one. And somewhere on this good boffo stretch of coastline lay the house of this inconsolable man, a man whom many regarded as being insane. But this was only, as he would tell people, because he was. One of the many, many reasons why people thought him insane was because of the peculiarity of his house, which, even in a land where most people's houses were peculiar in one way or another, was quite extreme in its peculiarness. His house was called the Outside of the Asylum. His name was simply John Watson, though he preferred to be called, and some of his friends had now reluctantly agreed to do this, Wonko the Sane. In his house were a number of strange things, including a grey glass bowl with eight words engraved upon it. We can talk of him much later on. This is just an interlude to watch the sun go down and to say that he was there watching it. He had lost everything he cared for and was now simply waiting for the end of the world, little realising that it had already been and gone.